Father, thank you for another blessed day, Lord. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your might, Lord. Thank you for, as always, God, your word going forth in the fullness of power and of might. Father, I give you all glory, all praise, and all honor. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thus says the Lord, what nation is this whose people willingly are led astray? Their leaders cause them to err, that they hear not my voice. They are all gone backwards. Who shall deliver them in the day of my wrath, says the Lord? O foolish people, I am the Lord, the creator of all things. Hear my voice and obey my commands. I come to purge the land from the filthiness, says the Lord. I alone stand to judge the least to the greatest in the day of my vengeance. Yes, and that is the word the Lord gave to me. And I must speak upon that word because we know God's word will not fail. It will not fail. It will come to pass every single time. Because God is great in mercy. God is great in mercy, and he's long-suffering. He's a long-suffering God. I mean, he's endured the sins of men for many centuries. Many centuries. You know, for millennia, for thousands of years, the Lord has endured the sins of men. And we see again the sins of men are great upon the face of the earth, even as in the days of Noah and in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. We have wickedness abound in the land. So that there's none that doeth good, none that seeketh after the Lord. They all are gone backwards, says the Lord God Almighty. They seek their own way. There's no judgment. There's no mercy in the land. It's all murderers and thieves and liars. They're all contrary to the will of the Almighty God. From the least even to the greatest, says the Lord God Almighty. They all have come short of the glory of God. But we know that salvation is through our Lord Jesus Christ. But we must call upon him that he might deliver us from the pending doom that's upon the face of this earth. But especially upon this wicked nation that profess to know God. But even the very foundation of America is built upon lies. It's built upon lies and deceit. And sorcery and witchcraft. And you can't build upon these things and expect the nation to stand. And to this day, they are deceiving the people with their lies. And the people are going after them willingly. Willingly. You know, it's amazing that they know the truth. They see the truth before them. But in their hearts, they have forsaken God, so God will have them believe a lie. Oh, wicked nation. Oh, wicked nation. All your sins have come before the Almighty God. And God will repay you according to your sins. He will repay this nation according to all her abominations that she have created before the Almighty God. This land is doomed for destruction, is set for destruction by the hand of the Almighty God. And the people who go after these things, God is calling his people from among this nation. Purge your hearts and your mind from the filthiness that's in this land. Purge your hearts and your mind. You see the foolishness and the wickedness that's in men's heart. Don't go after them. Don't go after them. Don't look back into this land. Even as Lot's wife looked back, she was turned into a pillar of salt. Obedience, again, is better than sacrifice. God wants an obedient people. A holy people, a righteous people who people's hearts are for God. Surely we all have shortcomings, but God wants our hearts. He wants our hearts to be for Him. That way He can be for us. And that's the only way we can serve Him. There's no other way. There's no other way. We must stand up for the righteousness of God. And not upon this righteousness that's being set forth by these lying preachers who are setting up doctrines that are not made, that's not made from God. These are doctrines of devils. These are doctrines of devils. These are not the doctrine of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. These are those days. This is that wicked generation. That wicked generation that shall not pass till all these things be accomplished. Because the day of the Lord is at hand. In the fullness of His power and of His might, destruction is coming unto this land. Destruction is coming unto this nation. God will thoroughly purge His threshing floor. And He shall gather the wheat into His barn, but the chaff He shall burn up. This is a woeful nation, a sinful land. Wake up, you people of God, and seek the things of the kingdom of God. How long will we continue to wallow in our sins? How long will we continue to go after our own way and seek after the things of this world and not of the things of the kingdom of God? He is holy. Be ye holy, because I am holy, says the Lord God Almighty. And holiness is not a religion. It is a life. It is the life that we live before the Almighty God. It's a life. It's a daily walk with God. That we might be renewed each day in the spirit of our minds. We must be renewed day by day from the filthiness of this world. Because it is corrupt. And it will corrupt this us. Even as the scripture says, except those days be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved. None. None. Because we cannot live among this wickedness and not be defiled by it. That's why every day we must go before God and ask Him to purge us from the corruptness of this life. We must stand before the God of the whole earth and do that which is right in His eyes as a burning lamp continually by His Spirit be renewed to trust and rely upon the Almighty God. This judgment is coming. Judgment is coming for this nation. Judgment is coming to this land, says the Almighty God. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. And America will fall. She will crumble by the hand of the Almighty God. Even as I speak, this nation is already crumbling. It's deteriorating from the inside. From the inside out. And God will bring her down to her knees. Because she has not known the ways of the Almighty God. She's seeking to elevate herself in her own greatness and not in the greatness of the Almighty God. This nation can never be great except it be the greatness of the Almighty God. I've said it 1,000 times and I'll say it again. There is no greatness in America without the greatness of the Almighty God. And this is a spiritual greatness, not a carnal greatness, not a greatness of the flesh,
and the lust thereof. Because we know that men seek these things to pleasure themselves, and it has nothing to do with the Almighty God. There's so much corruptness in this nation. He's defiled from the inside out. And even if Jesus said, that which goes into the man does not defile the man, but that which come out of the out from the inside. But these things proceed corruptness and filthiness and lies and deceit and fornication and adultery and witchcraft and idolatry. These things come out of the heart. Because those are the things that we sought after. Therefore, God shall purge this land from its filthiness. All the nations of the earth shall see it. They shall see it with their own eyes. The Lord thy God has judged her because of all the filth that's in this place. There's no greatness in America. There's no greatness in America because there's no God in America. Not the one true living God. They serve gods, but not the one true living God. They serve demons, but not the one true living God. They go after witchcraft and sorcery, but not the one true living God. They have yielded themselves to demonic spirits to rule over this nation and to rule over the nations of the world. These men have given themselves over to the lust power and of greed and of money. No man can serve two masters. No nation can serve two masters. Even as he told Israel, thou shalt have no other God before me. None, none, none. Just the one true living God, one. There's only one. Or we can make ourselves God, even as they made themselves the golden calf. We can do all these things and say that we're Christians, but if we don't serve God in spirit and in truth, we are not people of the God of God. The Father seeks for such to worship him. It is a relationship. Made in blood by the blood of Jesus Christ and revealed through his Holy Spirit, sanctified through spirit and truth. Wake up from your slumber and see the truth. Don't be led away captive with the filthiness of this nation. Are these corrupt leaders? Only seek the benefits to themselves, whether they be Republicans or whether they be Democrats. I don't care who they are, independents. These people seek to please themselves and not the Almighty God. And they surely don't have your best interests at heart. They don't care nothing about you. You better trust in God. And not in wicked men who are upon this earth to defile it. See, all these things happening upon the face of the earth because of wicked people, wicked men. Wickedness shall abound in the last days. We must seek the things of the kingdom of the Almighty God and turn our hearts unto him. Repent, O wicked nation, from your sorcery. The time is now. The time is now. God is calling us unto true holiness and righteousness, the remnant of his people, that he hath preserved unto himself. They will hear his voice and obey. Doesn't matter where you are, of who you are. God's people know his voice and they will obey. But if you got a problem with what I'm saying, you are not of God. You shouldn't have a problem with the truth. No problem with God. Oh, you might take it out on me, as many people do. But your problem is with God. You don't trust him and you don't believe in him. You have a form of godliness, but you have denied the very power of the Almighty God. Therefore, you render yourself to obey. You are servants to who you obey. Whether it's of sin or of righteousness or of holiness, we must serve him in spirit and in truth. I'll say it again. We must serve him in spirit and in truth. God don't want anything else from us. He don't want anything else from us but a pure heart. Because only the pure in heart shall see God. And the only way we're going to be purified is through the washing of the water of the word. And by his spirit, by the Holy Ghost of God, which is pure and will only lead us to the things of God and not to the things of this world. God knows this world is temporary. The things of the Spirit are eternal. All the deception is all an illusion to make you think you're missing out on something. The only thing you're missing out on is the kingdom of the Almighty God. These things upon this earth are temporary. They will fade like the dust, like the chaff in the wind. They will fade into nothing. Bank accounts, all these things will fade, I tell you now. Your portfolio will fade. It will mean nothing before the Almighty God. Nothing. The only thing that matters is the life you live before him. And now is the time to repent. Now. Oh, judgment day may come in the next hour. Who knows? We must lift our eyes up to the hill from where comes our help. It comes from the Almighty God. And you can deny him all you want, but he is true. He is a living God. Our God is God. And beside him, there is no other. He is the one true living God who has manifested himself throughout time unto men that he might give us life and give it to us more abundantly. It is not for God, it is for your sake that Jesus died and rose again from the dead. These things were done as salvation unto men to redeem us from the filthiness and corruption of the flesh, that we might know how to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We must now renew ourselves in the spirit of our minds, you holy people. Renew yourself. and bow before the living God and ask Him to cleanse your heart from the filthiness and corruption that's in this nation. Not only in this nation, but in the world, because the world is consumed by lust. Everywhere you turn, everywhere you look, men are fulfilling the lusts of their hearts and these pleasures of the flesh to satisfy themselves. But they can't satisfy themselves. We are only fulfilled through the things that pertain to the kingdom. There's no fulfillment out there in that world. There's no fulfillment. All that stuff is temporary. But Satan devised these things to keep us from the truth. Because we have to always seek after them. You get pleasured for a minute, and then after a while, you better start all over again. It does not fulfill your soul. Does not fulfill your soul. And we know that the soul that sin, it shall die. It shall die. But God has called us to repentance that we might live and not die. Oh, woeful nation. Oh, sinful land. Oh, wicked people that follow after your own ways. Judgment is here. Judgment is in the land, says the Almighty God. Turn to the Almighty God and turn away from your filthiness. Repent, 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 says the Spirit of the Almighty God. The time is now. The time is now to deliver your life and your soul unto the Almighty God. Father, I glorify you, God. I glorify you, Father, because you are God and beside you there is no other. We must awake from our slumber and awake from our sleep, that we might know that you are the one true living God. In Jesus' name, amen.